Welkom bij het Kongresjournaal van de Nederlandse Tijdschrift van Hematologie. In deze podcastserie brengen wij samen met toonaangevende opinieleiders de highlights van internationale medische congressen direct naar uw spreekkamer.
In this episode we talk with Professor Michelle Delforge about the KARMA trial, where patients with relapse and refractory multiple myeloma were treated with BCMA-targeted CAR T-cell therapy. Stay tuned to be updated within the next 10 minutes and benefit from this regarding the clinical management of your patients with multiple myeloma. Good day, Professor Delforge. Welcome to this podcast episode. So in the phase 2 single-arm KARMA trial, you evaluated the use of iDCell, a BCMA-targeted CAR T-cell therapy, in relapse and refractory multiple myeloma patients. Can you shortly describe the main findings of this study?
Definitely. And first of all, thank you for inviting me to this podcast. So the KARMA study, as presented during the last EHA and ASCO meeting, is basically an expansion of the phase 1 data that were earlier published in the New England Journal of Medicine. So it is a phase 2 study evaluating the efficacy of BB2121, so an anti-BCMA CAR T in patients with relapsed refractory myeloma. So in the first part of the study, different doses were evaluated. And it was found that a dose of 450 million CAR T cells is considered to be the optimal dose. In terms of patient population, we all know that we are currently facing a growing cohort of patients with refractory disease to the standard agents being proteasome inhibitors, immunomodulatory drugs, and an anti-CD38 monoclonal antibody. And this is particularly the subgroup of patients where this CAR T product was evaluated. And so in the overall population, which was 128 patients, it was shown that BB2121 or iDCell is highly effective in terms of overall response rate, which was the primary endpoint of this study. So around 3/4 of the patients had a response, and even more impressively, around 1/3 of the patients achieved a complete response. And among these good responders, around 1 out of 4 patients became MRD negative in the bone marrow. In terms of duration of response, one should keep in mind that this is a patient population with a very dismal outcome, with a median PFS of 3 to 4 months and a median overall survival that is on average much lower than 1 year. So in that particular subgroup of patients, the median duration of response was 11 months. And in the cohort of patients receiving 450 million CAR T cells, so the optimal dose, the median PFS is 1 year. Finally, in terms of adverse events, of course, when we're talking about CAR T cells, one is considered about specific adverse events like cytokine release syndrome, neurotoxicity. Now, one could say that CRS is frequent, it occurs in nearly all patients, but most importantly, it's most of the time only grade 1 or grade 2. So it's mild or moderate, and it can be easily managed with appropriate measures. In terms of neurotoxicity, with this CAR T product, severe neurotoxicity is not seen, which is, of course, reassuring.
So quite some promising results, I think.
Definitely.
And during the 25th Congress of the European Hematology Association, you specifically discussed the result on health-related quality of life within this KARMA trial study population. What was the rationale behind this analysis?
Yeah, so that's a very good question, because we do know that patients with multiple myeloma usually have a very poor quality of life already related to the symptoms of the disease. And in particular, patients that are heavily pretreated with relapsed refractory disease have also additional decrease in quality of life because of side effects of previous treatments. So this is a very vulnerable patient population when it comes to quality of life. And in that perspective, it's very important to see if the very impressive, promising results in terms of efficacy are not associated with a negative effect on the quality of life of this highly vulnerable patient population. And that has been looked at in this sub-analysis of the KARMA study.
And how did you measure healthcare-related quality of life?
Of course, when one is talking about health-related quality of life, it can mean many different things for individual patients. So in order to speak the same language, one should use standardized, validated scores. And in that perspective, we have used the EORTC Quality of Life C30 questionnaire, which is called the QLQ C30, and also the EORTC Multiple Myeloma module, which is called the MY20.
And what were the main findings of this sub-analysis?
What we measured were subscales of these questionnaires. And to be more precise, for QLQ C30, this was overall global health, this was physical functioning, this was fatigue and pain, which are the most common symptoms encountered by myeloma patients, and also their cognitive functioning. For the QLQ MY20, we measured myeloma-related symptoms and also side effects of treatment. Now, when it comes to the major conclusions, we found that a great percentage of these patients reported a clinically meaningful improvement in their quality of life. So when we talk about heavily pretreated patients, it's important to know that in that subgroup, there was a clinically meaningful, but also a statistically significant improvement in their overall health, in their physical functioning. There was a reduction in fatigue and pain. When it comes to side effects, there the effect was not significant. But of course, as I mentioned, the infusion of CAR-Ts can come with some mild to moderate adverse events, which of course, and logically wise, influences the results in that particular domain. But overall, there was a very positive benefit-risk profile of ID-cell in terms of health-related quality of life. And I can personally also support these data by our own clinical experience with this CAR-T product, where we have really seen black and white differences in patients who had no other good therapeutic alternative, who were really suffering from the disease in all aspects. And after a few weeks, they had more or less back a normal life.
So you talked about your clinical practice. How can others use these results in their daily clinical practice?
So it's clear that based on these results and also on other results with CAR-T in myeloma, but also outside of the field of myeloma, in non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, in acute lymphoblastic leukemia, we know that with CAR-T, we have entered a new era of treatment of hematological cancers. We're just at the beginning of a new area of treatment. So it's very important to know that these cellular therapies are highly effective, but that does not come with a negative impact on their quality of life. In contrast, as we clearly show in this study, this results in an impressive, dramatic improvement in quality of life.
So thank you very much for this clear summary, and thanks for this podcast, Professor Delforge.
Thank you very much. My pleasure.
We hopen dat deze podcast waardevol voor u was. Check onze website en 2h.nl voor andere interviews in deze serie.